This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Tuesday, July 28th. This is John Michael Marty. Comments submitted to Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy, the Renewable Fuels Association urged the agency to implement the renewable fuel standard as Congress intended and to abandon its proposal to substantially slash the annual amount of biofuels that are to be blended with gasoline. We've been talking about this for weeks now. In a letter accompanying the written comments, RFA President and CEO Bob Dineen called the agency's proposal to substantially reduce the 14, 15, and 16 renewable volume obligations surprising and imprudent. Dineen charged the agency with buying into the oil industry's false narrative regarding the so-called blend wall, and by doing so, he wrote, the EPA has unnecessarily and illegally curtailed the unprecedented evolution occurring in the transportation fuels market. It was delivering technology, innovation, carbon reduction, and consumer savings. By failing to consider carryover in the assessment of available supply, by miscalculating the renewable identification numbers retirement from ethanol exports, by underestimating gasoline demand, and most importantly, by deliberately misunderstanding the statute's general waiver authority to infuse consumption, infrastructure, and demand considerations into a provision designed explicitly for lack of supply, the agency has turned this important program on its head, rewarding oil companies for their steadfast refusal to allow renewable fuels access to the consumer, the very problem the RFS was designed to address. Dineen concluded by noting that the RFA is strongly opposed to the proposal and that the Trade Association encourages the EPA to reconsider its proposal and finalize a rule that demonstrates more fidelity to the statute and truly gets the RFS back on track. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that over 98% of producers have met the 2014 Farm Bill requirement to certify conservation compliance to qualify for crop insurance premium support payments. Implementing the 2014 Farm Bill provisions for conservation compliance is expected to extend conservation provisions for an additional 1.5 million acres of highly erodible lands and 1.1 million acres of wetlands, which will reduce soil erosion, enhance water quality, and create wildlife habitat. This overwhelming response is a product of USDA's extensive outreach and the commitment of American farmers to be stewards of the land. That from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. By investing in both American farmers and the health of our productive lands, we're ensuring future generations have access to fertile soil, healthy food supplies, and a strong rural economy. That's part one of our farm show. We'll be back with part two after these messages. A smaller spring wheat crop north of the border. The Canadian Wheat Board Market Research says Canada's spring wheat crop will be significantly reduced this year, but good crops in Manitoba and eastern Saskatchewan will offset some of the losses further west. The CWB forecasts an 18.2 million ton spring wheat crop. That's down 13% from last year. The 38.9 bushel per acre yield would be the worst since 2007. The Durham yield, pegged at 27.8 bushels per acre, would be the worst in 10 years. Durham production's expected to be down 32% from last year. CWB sees the canola crop at less than 12.5 million tons, more than 19% below last year, and more than 5 million tons less than 2 years ago. So bad news for our friends north of the border. Reminder again, Wednesday, August 12th is the Solutions at Work Field Day, sponsored by M&M Service Company. The registration's 8:30 in the morning. They'll have plot tours from 9 to 11. And a guest speaker, Dr. Fred Belo from the University of Illinois, talking about what it takes to produce 100 bushel an acre soybeans. They'll have lunch at noon, and then you'll be done. That's coming up on Wednesday, August 12th, and you need to RSVP by August 5th. So it never hurts to be early. The number is 324-2524. That's 324-2524 for the M&M Service Company Solutions at Work Field Day. That's our farm show for this Tuesday. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. This is John Michael Marty.